From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 138, a psalm of David's testimony to the Lord's gracious provision. The great theme of this psalm is worship, particularly how God's people are to worship him. This subject is especially appropriate in this day of man-centered worship. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy a devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. The liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. This liberty makes us free to heaven's charter, the Bible. Here is a choice passage for thee, believer. When thou passest through the rivers, I will be with thee. You are free to that. Here is another. The mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. You are free to that. You are a welcome guest at the table of the promises. Scripture is a never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. It is the bank of heaven. You may draw from it as much as you please, without let or hindrance. Come in faith, and you are welcome to all covenant blessings. There is not a promise in the Word which shall be withheld. In the depths of tribulations, let this freedom comfort you. Amidst waves of distress, let it cheer you. When sorrows surround thee, let it be thy solace. This is thy Father's love token. Thou art free to it at all times. Thou art also free to the throne of grace. It is the believer's privilege to have access at all times to his heavenly Father. Whatever our desires, our difficulties, our wants, we are at liberty to spread all before him. It matters not how much we may have sinned. We may ask and expect pardon. It signifies nothing how poor we are. We may plead his promise that he will provide all things needful. We have permission to approach his throne at all times, in midnight's darkest hour, or in the noontide's most burning heat. Exercise thy right, O believer, and live up to thy privilege. Thou art free to all that is treasured up in Christ, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It matters not what thy need is, for there is fullness of supply in Christ, and it is there for thee. Oh, what a freedom is thine! Freedom from condemnation, freedom to the promises, freedom to the throne of grace, and at last, freedom to enter heaven.
Oh,
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, "A Humble Attempt to Promote Explicit Agreement and Visible Union of God's People in Extraordinary Prayer for the Revival of Religion and Advancement of Christ's Kingdom on Earth." Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled Timely Answers to Urgent Prayers, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text is verse 3. "In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul." The first theme of the message is found in David's words, "I cried." This expresses the agony of prayer. David often found himself in difficult and painful situations, something which is frequently true for those who seek to live for God. Then we see God's answer to David's cry. It was a spiritual answer, for it gave David exactly what he needed, strength in his soul. Finally, there is the acknowledgement of God's answer. David remembered to praise the Lord for what he had done in answering graciously. This is the aspect of prayer we too often forget. May the Lord help us to praise His name for His goodness. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
The first thing that's normal for a Christian is agony. But the second thing that's normal is God's answer to his cry. In the highest sense, this is the answer that Joseph said the Lord would give to Pharaoh when he said, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. The Lord's answer is speedy. In the day when I cried. Understand that when you cry to God, He hears at that time. Now, even in those cases where the final answer is delayed, yet God hears you when you cry and you get something from Him that's needful at that time. Take the case of Daniel. It was a long time before the final answer came through, but God heard him in the very day that he cried. God's answer is always seasonable. It's just what we need and when we need it. We were reading Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Finding grace to help in time of need. The idea is simply finding seasonable grace. Grace for the season. Grace that is right for the situation that you're bringing before the Lord. This is not a one-size-fits-all promise. There is a seasonable grace. God's answer is spiritual. It's not always what we expect, but it's what we need. Thou strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Now, there are times when David could rejoice when the Lord heard his cry. He immediately did the very thing that David wanted or felt he needed to have done. He lifted him out of the situation. He delivered him from King Saul. He saved his life. He did all sorts of things. But there were other times when the Lord allowed him to go through the deep distress, and he didn't lift him out of it immediately, but he strengthened him to go through it. Strength in the soul. Now let me put it to you. When we come to pray, that is the all-important thing by way of answer. To be strengthened in the soul. This is what the Lord did for Paul. Paul three times came with a thorn in the flesh, said, Lord, remove it. What was the Lord's answer? My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You see what Paul, or what the Lord is saying to Paul? Paul, you have a thorn in the flesh. Now let's back up for a minute. Put yourself in Paul's position. Nothing made sense but the removal of that thorn in the flesh. Whatever it was a physical ailment. If those people are right who think that it was some disease of the eyes, it certainly was something he could do without. A man in his job, Paul didn't need the distraction. He didn't need the hindrance. That chronic illness was bringing to him. He was a busy preacher. He was a missionary. He was a soul winner. He was the all-important witness for God in the Gentile world. If anybody didn't need this physical debility, it was Paul. And so he came to the Lord, not just for his own comfort, but for the good of the cause of God, and said, Lord, take this away. But the Lord said, no, what I'll do, I'll give you strength. I'll give you grace in your soul, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And what was Paul's response? He says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, when you and I come to pray, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Not that we have more money. If the Lord feels we need that, let him give it. Not that we get a better job. Again, if he feels we need that, let him give it. Not that we get delivered from illness. Again, if the Lord wills and gives that, let him do so. But ultimately, as we come to pray, the bottom line, as far as receiving the answer is concerned, is that the power of Christ may rest upon us. That's the bottom line. That's why Paul told the Ephesians, his prayer for them, that Christ may dwell in their hearts by faith, that they may be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. That was it. In Colossians chapter 1, he gives them, verse 11, his prayer for them. It is that they'd be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. It's a spiritual answer that the Lord gives. There's agony, but there is an answer. And that will lead to the third thing that's usual in the life of a Christian, and that's acknowledgement. The Lord's answer to David became the basis of his worship, his praise, and his testimony. If you and I will contemplate the timely answers to prayer in the past, we'll discover the same thing. That as they did with David, with us, they will drive away apathy. They will put the fire of God in our souls. I wonder honestly this morning, can you look back and say, yeah, there was the time I cried. He heard me. Maybe I got what I thought I needed. Maybe I didn't. But he strengthened me with strength in my soul. There was a time of trial and trouble, but today I understand, because through it all, I have the power of Christ resting upon me. I have the joy of the Lord in my heart, and I have had communion with God and a depth to experience that otherwise I would never have had. If we feel to put the blessings of God to this use of bringing them back to mind, to make them the basis of ongoing worship, praise, and testimony, then we're misusing those blessings. So as we close, let me ask you, cast your mind back. Remember the great things he has done for you. Remember the times the Lord has come to strengthen your soul with strength. Let that awaken your heart to praise. Let it warm your heart to devotion, and let it loose your tongue, so that as you go from God's house this morning, you'll be able to say with David in Psalm 66 and 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. Therefore, I will worship thee for timely answers to urgent requests. And I will continue by the grace of God in the awareness of thy presence, living in nearness to thy throne, and with a heart that is ever open for the reception of God's answer. Let's bow together in prayer. let us all pray. If you take nothing else out of this service this morning, in our Bible readings, in our singing, in the preaching of God's Word, take this out, that God answers prayer. His grace is flowing like a river. We have read this morning, the river of God is full of water. That river can reach you. If you're not saved, now is the time to cry and call and ask for mercy. And you'll be able to say, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him. And if you're a Christian and you're going through some dark and troubled time, don't be amazed. Agony is normal. What is not normal for a Christian is agony without a divine answer. Seek the Lord today. Backsliders, seek Him for restoring grace. Believers, seek Him for wisdom, for strength, for encouragement, for guidance, that the power of Christ may rest in you. And in the day you cry, He'll answer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thine all-sufficient grace. Grace is flowing like a river. Millions there have been supplied, and still it flows as full and fresh and free as ever from our Savior's wounded side. Thank God there is grace sufficient for all our need. Lord, we pray, forgive us our sins. O God, we plead with Thee, deal with every hindrance to our praying. Deal, Lord, with those things that grieve Thy Holy Spirit. O Lord, we pray, give us grace to turn afresh to Thee, the dearest idol I have known. Whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from Thy throne and worship only Thee. Gracious God, do this in every heart and in every home. And, O Lord, we pray that every Christian here will be able to go on in this testimony that I cried and God answered. And God strengthened, and God blessed. So hear our cry. Part is with Thy blessing, be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought church, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.